Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Something everyone has been a bit obsessed with. I feel like it's only picked up the past couple of years. True crime stories.
Oh, so much so.
There's so many docos on Netflix. I think it really picked up with Making a Murderer on Netflix.
Yes.
I think that sparked it all.
That's what it was.
And then everyone just dug into everything. Netflix started making more and more. There's all these podcasts, like, different things.
The number one podcast genre is true crime podcasts.
Yeah, because it's just interesting. And then you're like, oh my God, this is true. Well, Australia has some interesting crime stories of its own.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a dark history, don't
we? Yeah, like look at Underbelly, things like that. Well, one guy that knows heaps about these things is investigative journalist, broadcaster and author, Mr. Adam Shand, who is going to be taking us behind the scenes of the headlines on Australian Crime Stories Season 4. It's coming to our screens tonight. And Adam's on the phone with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Oh, Adam, what can we expect to see on this season of Australian Crime Stories?
Well, hopefully right triumphing over evil, mostly. And that's what often these stories are about. You talk about the boom in true crime. Most of these stories begin with a tragedy, horrible outcome, and then you hope for a resolution, a happy ending, if you like. And that's what everyone wants in life. So true crime conforms to that. We've got a range of 10 stories, which really are stories I've been covering for years in many ways, and some new stories as well, and also stories where people can get involved and actually, if they know something, share it with somebody.
Okay, maybe that's the big draw card then. If people watch it and they think, this is actually a fictional movie, this is real and I can, you know, possibly help out in some way. Maybe that's the draw card.
Well, that's right. It's certainly the Underbelly story in Victoria was where it began for me in the early 2000s. And in that case, all these things happened on the streets that we knew. And there was always that 6 degrees of separation. Maybe you knew someone who knew someone who'd been involved. And it was something that was very live and real. Normally, crime is something remote to us generally. But in recent years, people like myself and others have brought it to our screens. And also, you see police method at work, how they solve things. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you said there's 10 different stories that are going to be seen this season. How do you decide which stories get the full investigative journalist behind it and get to have their own episode?
Well, I've got about 20 stories that I'm just pushing forward at any one time. Range of missing persons stories, cold case homicides. And we sort of see what we can bring to the boil, before the deadline, if you like, but also ones where we can sort of shape the nature of the whole series, from new cases to older ones. We go right back to 1971 with the Qantas hoax in Sydney, where a man pretended to put a bomb on a Qantas flight and got $500,000 out of Qantas.
Oh.
And he would have got away with it, but he was so stupid he began to spend the money. But the interesting part there was that he also murdered somebody, we think, and that's never been solved. So what's almost a sort of a caper movie turns into actually a cold case homicide.
Wow. What's the story this season out of the 10? Which one shocked you the most, is the most shocking?
Well, the one that's most relevant to you in South Australia is Dr. Colin Manock, Bodies of Evidence, we're calling it. He was the chief forensic pathologist in South Australia for decades. Unfortunately, he wasn't properly qualified, which has raised questions over hundreds of his autopsies. And there are real fears that people may have gone to jail who are innocent, and the reverse has happened. And we're drilling into that. What I'm amazed, guys, is there hasn't been a Royal Commission in South Australia the way that we've had it with Lawyer X here in Victoria.
Yeah.
Because I think there's massive public interest in this. And the government seems to be dragging its feet. In opposition, they were very keen to talk about this story, but now they're saying, let's do it on a case-by-case basis. And most people can't afford to bring a massive action against the state. So nothing's happening and people need justice.
When you said about Lawyer X, that they did the whole, TV show kind of thing while it was still going. They had a whole team of lawyers behind them making sure that everything on the show was above board and not incriminating and stuff. Do you have to have the same kind of lawyers behind you making sure that whatever you put on the show is still okay to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was no point making a whole story and getting one thing wrong, getting a supporting character wrong, and suddenly you're in court. That's just ridiculous. So you have to be very, very careful about this. And, we're very conservative in the allegations that we put. And, in the case of the Lawyer X story, there are people there who are going to walk out of jail as a result of this. So we have to be very careful. There's also people's reputations at play. And I think, but the key thing, guys, though, is you can't stop from telling the story. And in the Lawyer X case, we haven't heard the whole story. We've seen a podcast on the ABC where she's stage managed how she's managed to tell her story.
Yeah.
She's hardly made an appearance before the Royal Commission, very limited one. And so this is a chance to drill into a couple of cold case homicides about which she has some alleged knowledge. And we're not going to be afraid of doing that.
Yeah, it's just crazy, like, how much stuff is, like, out there pretty much, even just Lawyer X or all these other ones, the South Aussie, all topsies. My goodness, you've hooked me in already. I can't wait to watch this on our screens tonight, 8:30 p.m. on 9. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
My absolute pleasure.